This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
USA. 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 Dan, you watching the Olympics?
I am.
Who are you rooting for?
USA.
Oh, good, good, good. Hey, we're both fans of the same team. I want to tell you something, though. When you look at our youth, we are number one in the world.
Good.
We are number one in obesity, in obese youth in the world.
Okay.
We are more sexually active as a country than anyone else in the world. We have more teenage pregnancies than anyone else in the world. We have the highest divorce rate of anyone else in the world. You got to look at that and go, maybe we're not so number one. You know? And I'm not saying there's a better country. There isn't in my mind. But I think so much of this was predictable or maybe even preventable. Like, I don't know how you fix it now. But I just have to say, from where I sit, I watch people playing, you know, Pokemon Go. I know you were just up in New York. I was up there the week before you. My daughter and I sat in Central Park, and we're watching people play Pokemon Go. And they're literally hunting. They're hunting for nothing. In Central Park, they're walking around. I don't mean only kids. They're looking for imaginary characters. And you look at this, and you go, what have we done? You look at the foods that are fed to our children, and you have to go, what have we done? You know, I don't know. I know people like you, people like me, and people in our circle take the GMO thing very seriously. But I don't think our population gets it.
No.
I don't think they get it. I don't think they realize that we have really kind of created a plague for our next generation, right?
Yeah.
So it's really very, very scary when you stop and take a look at it. And I don't know that you and I have the ability to fix it. But I do know that we have the ability to start to educate people at a different level. And I really think one of the things that people need to understand, when we talk about the environment, we talk about environmental illness, we talk about sick building syndrome, we talk about pollution, I just don't think people get it. And I think that we're heading to yet the next generation where this doesn't only impact the health of our children and ourselves, of course, but also the DNA. Am I right? I mean, I've heard you talk about that, but take a step back and think about really what we're doing. It's almost like we are changing the human species. Now, do you think I'm going overboard by saying this? Is this like crazy conspiracy theory wacko talk?
Yeah, it's called epigenetics. It's more rooted in science right now than ever. I mean, the old days, Phil, scientists believed, hey, you've got diabetes or this condition or that condition because your mom or dad did and it was inevitable. Those days are over. We know that genes are turned on, and they're typically turned on by stressors, whether it be physical, emotional, or chemical. So, no, you're not far off at all, Phil.
Did you ever see, they sometimes do on like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, where they go out and they talk to kids at a concert and they ask them simple questions like who's the vice president and they don't know. I mean, that kind of stuff is funny, but it's also pretty scary. I saw a survey where it said more than 50% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 cannot find New York or California on a map.
How's that possible? Really? Really?
It's hard to believe, right?
It is.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
So, all right, I think education is paramount, and I think we're severely lacking in that area if they can't find New York or California on a map, right? But they are really good. They know everything about every app that comes out on the iPhone or the Android.
That's true.
Right? They all know that. So I want to talk about this environment thing, not in a way that we're going to save the world, but in a way that listeners can start to understand the severity of it. Because I think it just becomes another thing on the list. Yeah, GMOs are bad, and sugar is bad, and processed food is bad, and environmental toxins are bad. It's much worse than people think. And I don't know, I really don't know, and I'm asking you, how we come across as still relatively sane and deliver the impact. Because you know what? I look at a lot of the videos and I listen to a lot of the podcasts from people who are on the right track, but they really sound like crazy people. You know, I mean, you kind of hear in the same breath somebody yelling about aliens invading New Mexico and environmental toxins, and you kind of go, okay, crazy person, right?
Yeah, but you know, let me tell you something. I had a conversation recently, right? And the gentleman, we'll leave it at that, the gentleman was basically making the argument, and he's right, that, you know, he was around long enough to remember how toxic the air was. You know, the cities were literally, you know, covered in smog. And I remember there's pictures back from where I used to live in Pittsburgh, literally at 12 in the afternoon, and it looked like 12 midnight, because that's how much smog there was. Now, there was steel mills, etc., but many cities were like this, right? I mean, so his point was, the air is so much cleaner. Phil, I think a lot of the confusion comes from where the toxic environment really is. And you know, years ago, right, I wrote an article of the toxic top 10. There was 5 under our own roof, and there's 5 right under our own nose. So where is the environment most toxic, Phil?
Inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Inside our own homes, inside the things we're eating, inside the things we're putting on our bodies. You know, I think we're not going to get into this conversation. I might get hate mail. But, you know, I think there's a political drive for the global warming epidemic and whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to even jump into this whole thing. However, I will say this. It's used politically. And therefore, you know, there is a certain agenda. What's been missing, however, is where the real problem lies, Phil. And that's what you and I both experienced in our life.
Well, you know what, Dan, before we get into that, which we will on the next segment, you bring up a good point. And I can remember, you know, as a kid growing up, we mentioned New York. I grew up in New York. Right. And I grew up outside of the city. I grew up in Bayside, Queens, great community. It was 20 minutes from Manhattan. And when you go into the city, when I tell you the streets were lined with trash, I mean the streets were lined with trash. And it was accepted. It was just the way things were. You know, and then at night, the street, Glenn, I've heard you use the metaphor of this, but they'd have these huge piles of trash, and then they'd pick it up, and the next day it would happen again. And when we talked about water pollution back then, you know, you'd see videos. Remember the video of the Indian crying, the commercial?
Yeah.
And you'd see bottles floating in the lake. You know, you'd see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think back then, when people spoke about pollution, you could see the smoke coming out of the smokestacks. You could see the exhaust coming out of the automobiles. There was something believable about the problem because we could see it.
Right.
So now that we, to a very high degree, cleaned that up, where now you go to New York, you don't see that trash on the ground anymore. You don't see exhaust coming out of the taxis, right?
No.
But now it's different. Now it's more insidious. And maybe that's why it's harder to believe. Because back then, you could see it.
Yeah.
You can't see it now. And that makes it, I think, all the more dangerous.
Let me tell you something, Phil. The toxins today are different. You know, people got certain, you know, living in the smog, they had lung conditions. And, I mean, no doubt it was horrific. And people were dying early. There's no doubt about it. However, today, there's more neurotoxins. These are toxins that literally attack our brains, our nerve system, and they have a different set of symptoms. And one of which allows you to live life not dying of lung cancer, but with fatigue, anxiety, inability to think, brain fog. I go down this list that this is the new reality. This is the new normal. This is the new epidemic. And I believe it's what you're talking about. It's these toxins that are hidden. And we're looking in the wrong place, though.
I think we have a lot to talk about today, Dan. I think we got to cover a lot of ground in the next 3 segments. So let's go to a break. When we come back, we'll take you into this world of environmental toxins and illness. We'll be back. This is Health Seekers Radio.
water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, Dan, we touched on a little bit of a topic today, you know, almost by accident, and I think it's a follow-up to the quick conversation we had before the show started. We didn't intend to go this direction, but I'm kind of glad we are. And, you know, just for people who are just tuning in the first segment we started talking about the environment and how you used to be able to see, literally see those things that we perceive to be toxic, and that's why efforts were made to clean up the streets, to clean up the lakes, to clean up the rivers, to clean up the environment. because you saw bottles and papers and plastic bags floating in the lake, you believed there was pollution.
Yeah.
You don't see the millions of tons of heavy metals that are in that lake today. They're there, right? You just don't see them. So it's a whole different world. And I started by saying I think what we need to do is educate people so they start to realize the severity of this. But we've got to do a little dance where we don't send them into this place where they go, Phil and Dan are just crazy paranoid, right? Because a lot of what is said about this problem is delivered by people who appear to be manic.
Yeah.
So how do we bring this to the real world so people go, maybe they're onto something? And you made a comment that people may not have really caught or attached to. And you said the real environmental pollution problem today is in your house and in your office. And it's invisible. So let's talk a little bit about, and I don't want to go all the way here, but a little bit about our personal experiences, because I think that'll help people realize where we're coming from. You know, we're not just attached to this idea, but we've lived it, we've felt it, we've experienced it. You know, there's almost an element of, you know, being the prophet, you've gone on that mountain first. You know what it's like, right?
Yeah.
So we want to tell people about it, but we want to do it in a way that it is received, not in a way that it comes across as just manic paranoia.
Well, I guess maybe we wouldn't know it to the level that we know it if we didn't live it, you know. And you said, you know, we both lived it, you know, again, very briefly. You know, my story started with just some fatigue. I thought I was overtraining. And then it went to anxiety. Then it went to sleep disorder. Then it went to where I had all these different food allergies reacting. My digestion went to bizarre symptoms followed even that. And what really followed, even when I started getting well, where I gained my energy back, I could sleep it through the nights, is I was left chemically sensitive. Now all of a sudden, I almost had this awareness of every chemical around me. Things that weren't seen.
Hyper-awareness.
React. Hyper-awareness. I mean, to the minute amount that I could even smell it. And I was right. I would smell it. I mean, I always like to say if someone took their shoes off in an airplane, I'd be like, what's that smell? I smell so much. I mean, it became like that. But however, it created symptoms. It created my body to, I was feeling normal one moment. And then the next moment, I would have extreme irritability, brain fog, and a whole host of symptoms that followed. And Phil, you were left with the same reality yourself.
Well, that had that not happened to you and to me, I don't know that we would be talking right now. I don't know that we'd even know each other. So, you know, something good came out of it. Now let's take it to the next step and really use the experience to educate people. But I will tell you, the chemical sensitivity, it's a very, I guess odd is the simple word to use, but it's a very odd malady because it's invisible.
Yeah.
And you cannot describe it in a way that people get it. So in other words, you know, if you're playing tennis and you hurt your knee, right? And you say to somebody, my knee hurts, they understand what that means. Oh, your knee hurts. And they'll go, maybe you should ice it. Maybe you should wrap it. They get it. But when somebody gets in an elevator with perfume and you feel like that perfume has invaded your whole body and your skin feels like it's peeling off and your head is pounding and your eyesight gets all blurry and you can't think and you're trying not to faint, how do you explain that to somebody, right? Because it sounds crazy. It really does sound crazy.
Yeah, it does.
And if you try to talk, let's say an old woman gets in the elevator, how do you say to her, your perfume is killing me? You know, I mean, she'll whack you over the head with her purse and run away. She'll think you're some kind of nut. So that's one of the most frustrating things about it for people who do suffer chemical sensitivities. They don't know how to tell anybody. And you mentioned a whole bunch of symptoms. Well, the problem is you go to the doctor and the doctor only looks at the symptom. So if you have 15 symptoms and one is in your gut and one is in your head, then you got to go to 15 different doctors. And none of them really look at there's a problem here, right? And if you go, hey, doc, your cologne is killing me, then the doctor is going to think that you're nuts. You know, well, maybe you need some Xanax. So it is a crazy world for people who do become afflicted with chemical sensitivity. Now, thankfully, you and I have managed to stay in the real world. Many people have not.
No, as a matter of fact, you're right, and you should tell the story about when you were looking for answers, right? And you went down to a place, in Texas, and you saw a world that you said, man, I can't be in this world. Describe that, because I want you to describe it, because I think it'll give people the reality of what's going on. And by the way, I want to say this, if you're listening, which I, obviously you are, here, but so you better listen here, is this, is that really everybody has, especially with these neurotoxins today, some level of chemical sensitivity. But Phil, most people don't realize, they just get a headache and they don't realize it was the thing that was cleaned, you know, and that their toilet was cleaned with, or the perfume that they just sat next to. They don't realize it. They don't associate it. We were so sensitive that, of course, we were forced to make the association. You know, so we were extremes. But even beyond you, where you and I were, there's even greater extremes. But I think we can learn the lesson in the extremes. And I think you saw a world that made you even think. Just tell us about that. Tell
well,
our
you know,
listeners.
I will. And before I go there, I just want to mention something I told you right before the show is I got a phone call from a writer.
Oh, yeah, the interview.
A major magazine. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to do an interview with me about environmental illness. And I was on the phone with him for about 30 minutes. And, you know, I'm answering his questions. And I started to ask him some questions. And, you know, he was very intrigued by everything I was telling him. And I happened to share a little bit of the story that you're asking me to tell.
And by the way, this is a major magazine.
Yes, a major magazine. And he said he wanted to feature me because he wanted to tell the story of how people who become environmentally ill need to get into the outdoors. And he was going to kind of make it like a positive. Like, well, you get sensitive to chemicals, so you go hiking and you go skydiving and you live this great life of adventure and you go in a hot air balloon. And I said, no. I can't do it. I go, I don't want it. And nothing I told you, don't use any of it. Don't use my name. Because you're doing a disservice to all
people.
Of the people who really suffer.
Yeah.
And I think what I've seen, you know, through the years is people would contact me from the media, which has happened, you know, a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They always want to either make a circus of it or they miss the dark underbelly of what's really going on. And I don't know that anybody's ever done the story in a way that people who are, you know, living in the real world can look at it. And not only should their heart go out to these people, but they should realize there's something very wrong and it's impacting them. And you mentioned, you know, people that they may get a headache after they move into a new home and they don't associate it. Even worse, somebody may live in that new home for 3 years and then they get MS, you know, that suddenly they're diagnosed with something and they go back to that home. They don't even associate that the indoor air might have had something to do with the progression of a neurological disorder. And unfortunately, that's the sad reality that I don't know if people are ready to hear. I really don't. And, you know, how do you explain it?
Yeah, no, it is the sad reality. And, you know, this is really an epidemic. And like I said, it's happening in a lot of folks, even listening now. They're going, well, crap, you know, maybe this is what's going on. You know, you mentioned the new home and how many people, I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to that it started after they went into a new home, or it started like you after a home flooded and or had a slow leak and they felt
or a renovation
mold.
Or new paint or new carpet and
or,
suddenly their joints start to ache and they wonder why they suddenly have arthritis, right?
Yeah, or like me, after I got two silver fillings that contained mercury out. This is what we call the bucket overflows.
We'll be back to talk about the bucket overflowing right after these words.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Papa, you asked me to talk about my visit to the Environmental Center in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a lot of years ago. And at the time, I mean, you know, I was an athlete, I was a bodybuilder,
yeah.
And I got sick. And I got sick from environmental illness. And one of the most frustrating things is when I would tell people, including the doctors I'd go to, they go, "You look great. You're in great shape." You know, I go, "No, but I'm not."
And
people didn't understand why it would upset me. They think they're complimenting me, and I'm going, "No, man, I'm not." Like, you got to look past that. There's something going on. You're like, "No, you look good. You look really good. I wish I looked like you." You know, so it got really crazy. But I was, still in.
I'll add one thing to that. I would have normal blood work.
Oh, yeah.
So my
that's
blood work even looked good, right?
You're fine.
My tests are, you're fine. You're right. So it must have been all in my head.
Right. So I heard about, because I'd been to many doctors, and I just said, I want the renowned expert. So I went to, I'll say his name, I went to Dr. William Ray, was referred to me as the top specialist in chemical sensitivity. And I spoke to him on the phone. And he sounded intelligent and reasonable, and he'd experienced some of it himself, and he runs a center, and in the center he treats people, and his entire center is based on chemical sensitivity. So, you know, we talked, and he goes, "Yeah, you're a great candidate, come on out." I said, "Okay, how long should I come for?" He goes, "Yeah, stay overnight, we'll put you through all the testing, and you'll stay in our safe housing." I said, "Okay, it sounds good to me." So I get on a plane. My friend Kelly lives in Dallas, so she picked me up at the airport, and I remember we went to a great Mexican restaurant. I'll tell you something crazy, just a little side note. We went to this Mexican restaurant, and we ordered something that had like a pepper in the middle, looked like a jalapeno, and I asked the waiter, I go, "Is that spicy?" And he goes, "Nah." So I just ate it, And man, I mean, it was like smoke coming out of my ears. Like, but you know, every symptom went away. I don't know why that happened, but for at least 30 minutes, I was symptom free. So I don't know. There's some curative benefit in eating hot peppers, maybe. We need to explore that. But anyway, so I have the address of this safe housing, and we get there, and it's a Residence Inn, a Marriott Residence Inn. And I said, well, this can't be it. So we drive around some more. We set the GPS. Takes us right back to that Residence Inn. So I walk inside, and I go, hey, my name is Phil Kaplan. Do I have a reservation here? I'm not sure if I'm in the right place. So the girl behind the counter looks, and she goes, oh, yeah, you have a reservation, but they made a mistake. She goes, just a minute.
Building go, 7.
Yeah. Go, what do you mean they made a mistake? She goes, they put you in Building 7. She goes, just a minute, I'll move you. I go, no. Building 7, is that where the environmental, that's the safe housing? And she looks at me, and her eyes open like really wide. She nods her head, and she goes, you don't want to go there. It suddenly felt like, you know, music should play, like that creepy music. Like, yeah. I'm not sure what to do, and Kelly's with me. You know, I'm going, well, I think I should stay in the place. So then this woman comes in, and she's Dr. Ray's nurse. So she welcomes me. She goes, oh, Phil, hi. And she says to the girl behind the desk, you know, oh, he's with us. And now behind her back, the front desk girl's like shaking her head like, no, don't go. You know, and my heart's kind of pounding a little bit. And suddenly the door opens, and in comes this very pale, very skinny man. Wearing just a white T-shirt and white shorts. I mean, really, he looked sickly. He comes in, and he's wearing like a face mask, you know, a protective air mask, right? What do you call it that people wear?
Yeah.
You know, like a surgical mask, right?
Yeah, right.
And he's screaming, and he's going, the cock, the cock, the cock. And she's going, Chase, I remember his name, Chase, calm down. It's okay. We'll move you into a different room until the cock dries. So
okay.
She goes, come on, let me.
Our listeners could be thinking something different right now, but go ahead.
let me take you to show you your room, right? So now the four of us, me and white, pale Chase with the mask, and Kelly and the nurse are walking toward the room, and I feel bad for this guy, Chase, so I put my arm around him, like, yeah, you're okay. And I go, hey, listen, I go, you and me tonight, we're going to have a perfume party. That was a joke, because perfume is something that really triggers the symptoms. It was a joke.
Yeah.
He recoiled. I mean, it was almost like I said, Satan is coming to get you. I mean, he just recoiled. Like, and I go, damn, I'm kidding, man. I'm really kidding. But like, he didn't quite appreciate the humor.
Wow.
So, okay, we come to this Building 7, and Chase is standing off to the side, and the woman showing me around, and you look, and around us, it's kind of like a square, right? And around us are windows, and you see eyeballs peeking through the blinds. It was like you went into this strange neighborhood, and they're all looking to see, you know, who the next victim is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it felt like a Stephen King movie. I'm telling you, it was just creepy.
Yeah.
And Kelly's grabbing my shirt, like at my shoulder, like, let's go. This isn't for you, you know. And I keep going, yeah, this is for me. Like, this is the safe housing. I want to be
These
safe.
These are my
right?
people.
Yeah.
One of them now.
Actually, I had that argument with myself. Like, I don't want to be one of them. You know, like, I don't want to go there. So she's showing me as if she's showing me like the Taj Mahal, because these people live there. Many of them are on like Social Security and they live there. So she goes, and here's the laundry room. And we walk into the laundry room, and this man, same kind of thing. He backs away. He backs away from me. Yeah. And he goes, you're not going to use that, are you? And he points right at my crotch. And I'm going, what do you mean? But he was pointing to my cell phone. Like I had my cell phone sticking out of my pocket. So the nurse goes, no, don't worry, Richard. He's going to turn it off. People are sensitive to the EMF. You know, please turn off your cell phone. So now we get to the room with, you know, Chase tagging along. And there's nothing in this room. There's like tin foil on the ceiling. You know what I mean? There's like foil covering the entire ceiling. And there's just a chair and a bed. And the bed is just a horrible cotton mattress with just one cotton sheet. And it really looks like a place you'd be put, like, for punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to call it a prison cell. It wasn't that. It just looks like if you misbehave, we're going to make you stay here. You know, that's kind of how it felt. And I'm saying, I have to do that. And Kelly's going, come stay in my house. You stayed in my house before. I got a beautiful extra bedroom.
Yeah, like, yeah. No. Why would you be here?
I got to stay here. And, like, they have certain rules with the television. You have to sit in a certain spot, and you only get two channels because they can't have the Wi-Fi, and you can't use your computer. And the whole thing was bizarre. But I said, look, I'm here. I'm going to do this. I hadn't met Dr. Ray yet. So the following morning, I get up, and I don't think I slept very well. And now you go out, and the bus picks everyone up and takes them to the actual center. And I come to the bus, and there are just very, very sick people.
Sounds like, if you saw the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, this sounds like an insane asylum. And again, I listen, my heart bleeds for these people because, you know, in my own way, I was one of them. However, it's this just the description, you know, of what you're describing. I mean, it sounds like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
And I wish I had video because even with the description, I don't think I'm doing it justice.
Yeah.
And these people were one guy's in a wheelchair, and I thought he's like in his 90s. He was 48. Another person is just all wrapped up. It's a nice day, and she's all wrapped up with, like, scarves and a hat, and just her eyes are sticking out. And everyone's standing far away from each other. Like, nobody's close. Nobody's communicating. So I walk over. I go, hey, how you doing? You know, I introduce myself, and they all really looked afraid of me. And then the bus driver pulls up and, you know, opens the door, and people get on. It's like they know their seats. Obviously, this is their routine. They do this every day.
Mm.
And the nurse is helping the man in the wheelchair, and she's kind of struggling. And I go, I'll help. And I literally picked him up, and I put him in the chair. And the guy thanked me as if I gave him, like, buckets of gold. I mean, all I did was put him in his seat.
And by the way, I bet you their seats were really defined because they felt like they had a good day in that seat. But over there in that seat, I remember having a bad day.
Maybe.
I know that because, you know, Phil, we even fell into that, right? Of like, okay, that room, I didn't sleep well. So it's like, yeah, I don't want to go in that room. I mean, literally your life becomes defined by where you reacted, what you reacted to, et cetera, that's what creates this fear that you're seeing here. I remember you telling me some of these people didn't have teeth. No light bulbs in their thing. I mean, I remember this description.
Yeah. No, I met a woman who had all her teeth pulled because they were attracting the EMFs, and she shaved her head. And she looked like she walked out of a concentration camp. And,
yeah.
But this was the really heartbreaking part for me. I started to ask, you know, how long have you been here? 2 years. You know, how long have you been here? 3.5 years. Has anybody gotten better? And they just look at me. And that was the scary part. It's like they're resigning themselves to this becomes their life. I have a little more to share. I will. I hope this isn't boring anybody,
Here's one question. Are they crazy or were they sick and made crazy?
It's a good question. We'll be back to answer it right after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dan, before the break, you asked a question that I asked myself over and over and over again. Are these sick people who got crazy, or are they crazy people who got sick? And I believe they are sick people who got crazy because of the isolation. I mean, can you imagine living that way? This becomes their life. And I tried to humanize them. And I would
by the
ask,
way, Phil, if we didn't experience it, we would have said the opposite. Would
exactly
you
right.
Yeah,
yes.
I would have said these are crazy people. These
well, that's why I said it's really hard for anyone to understand it unless you've kind of stepped into their world. And thankfully, not for very long, right? But just stepped into it. And I think you get phone calls from these people, so you know, you get it. But it's hard to explain where people will realize that these are normal people who got sick.
Yes.
Really.
And they were normal. They were Phil Kaplan's. They were me.
Well, don't say that.
They weren't that crazy. Okay, you're right.
I tried to humanize them, and I would talk to them. And, you know, one guy was a controller for a large company, and they changed the air conditioning system, and he started getting sick, and he realized he only felt good when he went outside. You know, a whole story, but he came from a life. Another woman said that her husband left her. She only sees her kids now once every 2 months. But they came from normal life, you know. So now we get to the center, and I'm really expecting, and perhaps naively, like, joy. I'm like, we're here. You know, it's kind of like the Emerald City, right?
Right.
But it's just like this shuffle of people into the center. You know, good morning, Bob. Hello. Good morning, Mary. Hi. You here for your treatment? Yes. And they have a schedule, so it's like 8 o'clock infrared sauna, 9 o'clock yoga, which is really just sitting and breathing. The 10 o'clock, you go for your IV, where they put in the kind of the hair of the dog, right? Whatever you're sensitive to, they're injecting it into your body. And nobody smiles. They do have a psychologist on staff, so people go for their session with the psychologist.
And by the way, you're not disparaging at all Dr. Ray. You know, he really does some good things there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I hadn't even met Dr. Ray yet. By this point, I hadn't even met him. So finally, I go in, and Dr. Ray's a really nice, he's an older guy, but he's very smart. He had an assistant who was very upbeat, and I really enjoyed, you know, talking to them. They did an exam, and I did have some neurological issues. You know, clearly I had some chemical sensitivity. They gave me a breath test to see what chemicals were in my lungs. And he really spoke to me, and I asked a lot of questions, you know. And he was great. He was really great. But at one point, I asked a question. I said, how many of these people will get well? And they told me stories. They go, oh, there was this guy who was a musician from New Orleans, and he was so sick he couldn't get out of bed, and now he's back playing, and he's recorded an album. I go, I know, but of these people, you know, how many will get well? Yeah, maybe 5%.
And, but by the way, they're probably telling the story about Phil Cowan. Yeah, and he was in here, and he's gone. He's not here anymore.
Well, I stayed one day.
Your tail between your legs.
Yeah, I didn't stay the second night. I went back to Kelly's house. We had a nice barbecue. You know,
that's the joke. He was here. He was just here for a day. He's good now.
Right. He went out for a barbecue the very next day. So I didn't even stay for any of the treatments. You know, I just went through the testing. But 5% get well. And the answer was, and I guess it's a legitimate answer. He said 100% of the people who do what we tell them get well.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a minute. 5% of the people get well, but 100% of the people who do what we tell them.
That means 95% of the people are not doing what they're telling them to do.
So is that, can you blame the people, or is it just not reasonable, or does it not work? I mean, that's a question that remains unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is the sad outcome of those who practice what they call avoidance, because they go, okay, the world is making me sick. Chemicals are making me sick. Indoor environment's making me sick. I can't go to the mall. I can't go to a concert. So I'm going to retreat. And some of them go there, and some of them go to the desert, and some of them buy tents where they have to get a used off-gas tent, and they move into the woods. And I'm not lying. So
No.
It is a subculture.
People live in porcelain trailers in the desert, and there's communities of these people.
Right.
It's like lepers.
It very much is like lepers, and it is sad. It is really sad because nobody is treating them like humans who have a curable disease. They're really treated like lepers. Exactly right. So anyway, I share that because when we talk about the severity of the environment and its toxins, you know, I've seen it. I've been there. I've seen it. And thank God I had something in me that allowed me to resist, that allowed me to go, no, I'm not going in this direction. I'm going to move forward. Right. There's a way to beat this thing. There's a way to defeat this thing. And but I think most people at a certain point, they get broken. It's like no doctor really takes them seriously. Nobody's able to understand. People want to medicate them because of their anxiety, and they end up retreating. And this is just, unfortunately, a microcosm of what is happening in the macro. In other words, these are the people who have been so severely affected that you can see it, but you still don't see the toxin. So rather than people going, wow, I see what happened to her, I need to clean up my environment, people go, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And if there's any education we can provide, it's that. It's that this type of illness, whether it is from mold, whether it is from metals, whether it is from chemicals, formaldehyde, is very, very real. And it is the outcome of technology, of the way that our society has created these synthetic environments, right?
Yeah. You know, we grew up in the lead generation. We grew up in the mercury generation. You know, lead was in the gasoline. Lead was in everything, our homes, our paints. It affects four generations epigenetically, meaning it turns on bad genes, four generations. And when women lose bone during pregnancy, it's normal. They give the lead to their sibling, and then on and on, four generations. And then mercury. It was in a silver filling, still is. It was on the vaccinations and all these different things we were putting in ourselves. Oh, and then today we have all these other new neurotoxins and all these products that we're putting in our bodies, lotions, potions, food sprayed with glyphosate that allows these chemicals to cross into our brain more. We are at a time of what I like to call a perfect storm. That this is why we're seeing an explosion of environmental illness, if you will, when yet our air outside is arguably more clean. Yet what is going on? You know, and Phil, I think if there's one purpose to this show, it's to realize that many people listening have very bizarre experiences and symptoms. And really, the root cause is this perfect storm. They're buckets. And to go back to our first segment, their buckets are literally reached a point where now they're overflowing. And we're showing you the extreme. And the only way we even know this is because we tasted it. You know, and it's an avoidance, Phil. You said it.
Hey, Dan, talk briefly in the time we have left about the people who call you, about what you do now. Because the truth is, there would be no need for what you do now 30 years ago. There'd be no need for it, right?
No.
But there's a real thread that runs through everyone who calls. Just talk about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, one call after another of, you know, people who have lack of energy, brain fog, people who can't even lose weight anymore, anxiety, insomnia, I mean, you know, bizarre pains, food allergies, you know, to the point, you know, everyone's all in vogue about no gluten. You know, well, you know, come on. I mean, there's a reason why these things are so darn, you know, affecting so many people and so darn toxic. You know, and it's what we're saying. But one call after another, Phil, of people that have been through the medical treadmill or thrown off the back of the medical treadmill. Do you ever see that video on YouTube, you know, where the guy's like running and there's a lot of them, right? And it's like all of a sudden they can't keep up and boom, they fly off and smash the wall. I mean, that's what's happening with these people. I mean, they get in there and of course they end up on psychotropic drugs. And typically it starts with drugs that are addressing the symptoms they have, right? And the headaches, the pain, whatever it is. And then they end up on psychotropics and then they end up realizing 5, 10, maybe 15 years later that, oh my God, I'm worse. You know, no one really went for the cause of what is going on. And we're using this extreme to show you folks, like, this is what's going on. This is an epidemic. The new normal is so abnormal. It's remarkable.
Do you get a call at times from a woman who will, as she's telling you her challenges, just say, my husband doesn't believe me?
Yes, all the time. Listen, and then the opposite happened recently. So the wife didn't believe him. He said he was so sensitive that you told the story about the gentleman saying, "What's, you know, are you going to use that?" And it was your cell phone. Well, you know, how does someone get that much fear, right, of a cell phone? Well, here's how. So she didn't believe him. So he said, "Okay, you turn the phone off. I'll tell you when that phone is turned on and when it's turned off." No way. Went to the other side of the room, turned his back, and he said, "On, off. On, off." Let's just say she became a believer. He can do it with computers. He can do it with any electrical device. He can tell you when it's on.
This is not a gift. This is not a go on America.
No. Good point, actually. Yeah. He could go on. No. This is because he became so sensitive to the electromagnetic frequency that a simple phone gives off. Now, you're saying, ah, that's crazy, I use my phone every day. You know, the point is, this gentleman's bucket got so full that he became that sensitive.
I knew this would happen.
Man. You know,
the music's
starting,
we're out of time.
We have opened up a can of worms, and somehow, you know.
We got to do a follow-up. We got to do a part two. Let's do that next week, okay?
Yes, sir. Yep,
all right, this is Phil Kaplan with Dan Pompa on Health Seekers Radio. Don't miss next week's show. We'll talk to you then.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.